at least twice a day. How to develop that winning feeling. Your automatic creative mechanism is chronological. By that, I mean it operates in terms of goals and end results. If your muscles need to perform some motion to bring about the end result, your automatic mechanism will guide them much more accurately and delicately than you could by taking thought. If you need ideas, your automatic mechanism will provide them. But to your office, you must supply the goal. And to supply a goal capable of activating your automatic mechanism, you must think of the end result in terms of a present possibility. The possibility of a goal becomes real. The same feelings I evoke as would be present if the goal were achieved. This is not so difficult as may first appear. You and I do it every day of our lives. What, for example, is worry about possible unfavorable future results or perhaps humiliation? For all practical purposes, we experience the very same emotions in advance that would be appropriate if we had already failed. We picture failure to ourselves, not vaguely or in general terms, but vividly and in great detail. We repeat the failure images over and over to ourselves. We even go back in memory and dredge up memory images of past failures. Remember what we've repeatedly stressed in this album. Our brain and our nervous system cannot tell the difference between a real experience and one which is vividly imagined. Our automatic creative mechanism always acts and reacts appropriately to the environment, circumstance, or situation available to it in what you believe to be true. Remember this psychological fact. Your nervous system can't tell real failure from imagined failure. Thus, if we dwell upon failure, picture failure in such vivid detail that it becomes real to our nervous system, we would experience the feelings that go with failure. On the other hand, if we keep our positive goal in mind, picture it vividly, and think of it in terms of an accomplished fact, we will also experience winning feelings, self-confidence, courage, and faith that the outcome will be desirable. We cannot consciously peek into our creative mechanism and see whether it's geared for success or failure. But we can determine its present set by our feelings. When it's set for success, we experience that winning feeling. Too much conscious effort to bring about spontaneity is likely to destroy spontaneous action. It is much easier and more effective to simply define your goal or end result. Picture it to yourself clearly and vividly. Then simply capture the feeling you would experience if your desirable goal were already an accomplished fact. Practice the definition repeatedly. Gain the added impact of spaced repetition. If there is one simple secret to the operation of your unconscious creative mechanism, it is this. Call up, capture, and evoke the feeling of success. When you feel successful and self-confident, you will act successfully. And when that feeling is strong enough, we can literally do no wrong. Don't mistake me. 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 Don't mistake me.